The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
The thwack of the puck against the stick, shaving up the ice with people stopping and starting, and a hockey game between the San Jose Sharks and the Calgary Flames. Drew, we had many shows during the Olympics. As we look back and reflect, I reflect on a great tournament with an amazing gold medal game. Your thoughts?
Great tournament. It was great to see the NHLers back there. I have a ton of respect for the ownership and for the National Hockey League itself in shutting down the league for as long as they do, putting your players at risk. LA Kings, Pittsburgh Penguins, a few other teams you feel bad for because they've had injuries to key guys. And it shows you that the owners sacrifice for the good, the collective good of hockey all over the world. It's tough sometimes for those teams, but overall it was a very, very, very fun tournament to watch. It was great hockey.
Macklin Celebrini might have been the best player on the ice 99% of the time. He was that good all the time. Had all those goals that he scored. Had a couple of great chances in the gold medal game. And he's somebody that's going to build on that, because you know what I saw? I saw a guy that had disappointment on his face and incredible determination and resolve when that silver medal was placed over his neck.
Yeah, well, you know what these guys are like. You know, silver does not shine as bright as gold, period. And they're alphas, and they want to win and win only. They don't take second place. There's that old saying, you win bronze and you lose gold. That's how you get silver. You know, and then when you look at the way that Macklin talked after the game, that he took it a lot upon himself, that he had those chances to score the goal that would have changed the tournament and Team Canada's fortunes. He's a young man who puts the responsibility first by the guy he sees in the mirror. And I'm looking forward to seeing his next 27 games with the San Jose Sharks this season to see what he does with that attitude, that upset, disappointed in himself, but not beaten attitude that he always brings.
Absolutely. I look at the resolve, the determination that he had on his face, along with the disappointment at the same time. I think he's going to channel this very, very brilliantly. And, of course, there's a lot more attention on the San Jose Sharks all of a sudden. The last 2 days of practice, television cameras all over the place, wanting to get access to him and to Pavel Regenda and to Filip Kurashev and to Alex Wenberg, all of the guys who played in the Olympics. But the other part of it, too, is the first three games here in this homestand are all against Canadian teams, so there's going to be a heightened sense of attention in these first three games over the weekend, especially with Connor McDavid coming back in on Saturday and Connor Hellebuyck, the goaltender for the United States, coming in on Sunday.
And also the game tonight, the Calgary Flames have beaten the Sharks two times, and the Sharks in the two games in Calgary have not looked good. They have been outworked, they've been out-hit, they've been out-hustled, they've been out-goaltended. And so they can't slow walk into this last 27 games here. The playoffs are a real possibility, but the playoffs are a real possibility only if this team makes sure they are ready to go off the bat. They've got to get to a point where they're winning more than just two or three games in a row. They got to put together some streaks, because the Mammoth and the Kraken had already before getting to the break, and those are the teams that they're chasing for that wild card spot or maybe even higher.
I just want to have something subtle that just happened in this show. Drew Remenda steered me away from the bigger picture and came right back to this game, which is exactly what coaches do. And you know what? That's the way the Sharks have to approach this. It's only about today. That's exactly what Macklin Celebrini said in a great media session yesterday. And what else can you add to that?
Yeah, they have to be dialed in 100%. As Brett Hedekin used to say, laser focused, and they're going to have to be in a situation where, again, we talk about all the time, be where your feet are. They've got to be right here dialed in. Now, the great thing is, on the practices since they've been back and since everybody's been back, it's only been a couple of practices, but they look like they've got that. They look like they've got that focus. The games this weekend are huge. These next three games are gigantic. In fact, there won't be one where the guys are going to be able to relax. But these next three games are ones that they have got to be ready to go, and they've got to be at their best. Simplicity to start, and then build your game from there.
The other part, too, is the trade deadline's coming up in just a few days. The Sharks have a game that day against the St. Louis Blues, so that could make things awfully interesting around noon Pacific time when that trade deadline occurs. And that's another motivator for the players. They're all going to be on top of their game heading in.
Yeah, I don't envy Mike Greer. I really don't. This is the last couple of years, it was difficult for Mike, but easy as far as knowing what he had to do. Right? You're going to trade guys for assets. That's just the way, because they weren't in the playoffs. Now, you're in a situation of there's a balance here. There's great. This team has got one of the best chemistries I've ever seen on any San Jose Sharks team. Terrific culture. Been built up this year so well. But now, if you're a general manager, how much do you take culture and the way this team has been playing and how well they get along to, again, continuing to build for the future? It's a very difficult choice for Mike. It's really it's hard, because you can see how far ahead this team is, and I don't envy him at all.
Well, think about how heart-wrenching it was even last year to trade Mackenzie Blackwood. Yeah. That was a difficult decision for Mike, but it was one that he knew that he had to make given the situation that both Mackenzie and the Sharks were in at that point. If it had been 3 years from now, it might not have happened, but that's the way it had to go, and he made that decision. So you can feel confident that he's going to make the right decision for the team. And you know what? Coaches always say this. They say that the players make some of these decisions for you.
Yeah.
And the next few games, some of those decisions are going to be made. I think it's been great that Kiefer Sherwood has been kind of integrated into this team immediately. He's back in the back of the plane playing cards with the guys, totally integrated into the social aspect of the club. That's another tribute to the culture that's here already. But I'm excited about what he can do now that he's fully healthy to get out here and show that he can play with Macklin Celebrini and with Will Smith, and that's the way they're going to start tonight.
Yeah, I think putting a guy like Kiefer Sherwood into a situation where you have the best chance to succeed is always a smart move by the coach. And Kiefer getting to play with Will and Macklin, I don't think you can judge him much on that Denver game before the break. But other than that, we've seen him against the Sharks, and he can produce, and I love the way he plays because he plays with that edge.
Pavel Regenda also, you got to tip your hockey helmet to him, the way that he performed in the Olympics with that net front presence. I know the coaches took him aside when he got back after a little bit of a delay in New York because of the snow, and they said, that's what we need from you all the time, and if you give that, you're going to be here and you're going to be a big part of this team.
Yep, every time. That's the key. Every single time. Consistency, consistency, consistency. That is what Pavel's got to bring. That's what the whole team has to bring from here on in.
Looks like Yaroslav Askarov's going to get the start. No real surprises for the Sharks lineup. It appears that Sam Dickinson draws back in. That means Shakir Mukhamudulin will sit out. And maybe the one tough decision is Ryan Reeves is healthy, so he's back in the lineup. They want his grit in the game. And that probably means that Adam Gaudette is going to sit out, judging by what we're seeing. But other than that, no surprises.
Yeah, I think you have to have Ryan in the game like against the Calgary Flames. That's a hard, heavy team to play against. And they always bring that physical element against the Sharks.
And they also bring a goaltender who's from Gilroy into the mix. That, of course, is Dustin Wolf. He's been excellent. You said the Sharks were out-goaltended, outworked, outplayed. How do you turn that around?
Well, outworked is easy, right? As far as, you know, these guys know how to outwork an opponent. And very few times this year have we ever said that the Sharks were outworked. But you've got to get your feet moving, feet moving, feet moving. As far as being able to put the puck in the right place to give yourself a chance to get it back, you've got to make sure that you are physical, moving your feet all the time, pushing the pace, supporting the players. The goaltending part, that's up to Askarov, because he has not been great against the Calgary Flames. On the other side, against Dustin Wolf, you got to get in front of that guy. He's not very big, so you got to take his eyes away. Even as bad as the Sharks played in that Calgary game, they still were one save away, because Macklin Celebrini had it on a stick at the end of the game, and Dustin Wolf made an unreal save. So you make sure that you get in his eyes, and you make sure you create your own chances, and please, please, please manage the puck.
And that's the story. And Drew Remender will be with me tonight starting at 6:30 Pacific time on the Sharks Audio Network with the broadcast against the Flames. We'll see you then. That's the Morning Skate Show today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.